Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Get more analysis now of Friday's numbers from USDA. Surprising, and a big decline in U.S. soybean acres? A 70-cent jump in soybean futures? What does this mean going forward? Marty Ruica is president of the Pro Exporter Network.
The total major row crops for the United States, that in the crop report, that's adding up to 255 million acres. I consider 255 million acres to mean that we're very completely planted this year. We've had very good planting weather, and so we're not going to have a very big prevented plant number. The prevented plant acres that we have and the total land base that is available for crops, hay, and pasture with the prevented plant added in. You can see last year we had 5 million acres of prevented plant. If you take that and add it to the 251 of all planted row crops last year, that puts you right at about 256. And you can see at 255, we're very close to that. So part of the surprise that we had on Friday, some people, you know, immediately think, well, is there a prevented plant issue? We do not think there's a prevented plant issue for this year. When you look at the total of corn plus soy, the max for corn and soy in the U.S. is about 180 million acres. It's really, really hard for us to get over that number ever. You can see this year, it looks like we're at 177.6 million acres. So that's pretty close to our max. And one of the reasons why that number's maybe not bigger is that wheat has had a really good year. You can see over here on the second column from the left, all wheat. Wheat is at 50 million acres, and that's up 4.2 from the previous year. So that kind of explains why corn and soy was not able to get back to 180 million acres. Next year, maybe that will be a different case, but these are the numbers we have for now. If we look at where these changes in planting acres occurred, you can see that soybean acres went up in South Dakota. They went up in Minnesota. That's because of prevented plant last year. But in almost all other states, they went down. So something unique is going on with respect to soybean acres. For corn, and you can see almost the exact opposite. Corn is up in almost all of the Corn Belt states by a pretty big number. When you get a chance to study these, you can see that the amount that soybean acres are down is slightly less than the amount that corn acres is up. So something else is going on, and I think it's in these wheat numbers. So if you combine the increase in wheat acres plus the increase in corn acres, particularly in the Corn Belt states, you get very close to the amount of acres that soybeans are down. We had perfect planting weather in the Corn Belt for all Corn Belt states except North Dakota. And North Dakota, finally, at the very end of the primary planting season, weather turned good and they were able to get their crop in. In the U.S., when U.S. farmers have perfect planting weather, they will tend to plant more corn because the upside potential in corn yield is quite significant. It can be the surprise above trend, if everything's good, can be maybe plus 30 bushels per acre.
More thoughts from Marty Ruica of the Pro Export Council right after this break.